We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
All right, time for some questions. You still have time to get one in here. We don't have a whole lot today, so that's not a bad thing. First, Coach, this is more of a statement than a question. It says, Coach, the way I figure it, you can wind up from first to fourth, but whatever you wind up, whatever you wind up, we'll be there for you and the team as far as you go, thousands of us. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's I really appreciate that. And we have a lot of fans like that, and most of them are like that. And you know, through thick or thin, and they support us. And speaking of that, we had a great turnout down in Huntsville and met some really neat people down there. And we had a little alumni gathering, and Kay Larson, who ran that, put that together, was down there, said we had, I think they had a room of 65 seats set up, and they sold all the seats. So we had some people drove over from Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, met a few people from there, North Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama. So we had all these alumni and friends of theirs come up, and we had a little alumni function from 5 to 7 before the game. So I was able to go over there right at 5 o'clock and rally the troops a little bit and give them a few words of encouragement. So it's always good to see people follow us. It's amazing. It's amazing the people you run into. There's a gentleman there from Atlanta. It was his 58th birthday on Saturday, so Cliff Watson and the guys signed a stick for him and presented him a stick, and he was very appreciative of that. So he came up in October from Atlanta to watch us play. Just flew up and wanted to watch. He's such a hockey guy, and he was in school when I was here. So it's fun. It's fun to see our fans along the way, and then the support we get.
And everybody who goes to the games from those fans are wearing some kind of Michigan Tech apparel.
Oh, big time.
Whether it's a jersey or a hat, yeah, or something. It's so fun to see that.
Yeah, here you are in Huntsville, Alabama, yeah, and here's you know, all these Tech people, and they must wonder, like, down there, what's going on? These crazy people. But it's a lot of fun. It's fun to see them, and it's nice that we could send them away that night on a happy note, you know, mm-hmm, with the shootout win.
Next question. When assistant coaches are on recruiting trips during the season, are they doing more scouting for new players or spending more time developing relationships with players who are already committed to come to Michigan Tech?
That would be both. So we're still looking for players, not only for next year. You know, you're always looking. You're always looking. So, but Gary Shuchuk was gone this weekend, so he saw a number of games in the USHL and saw a number of our recruits and commits, and then he was also looking at a few other players for down the road for us. So, and it was a good trip. He had a very productive trip, and we'll have a couple of visits coming up from some of those players that he saw, and then he got a good feel for where some of our guys are, and he really liked, I think he really liked them all, actually. So that was good. So it's always good news when you get good feedback. And you know, a couple of them are coming in next year, so you want to see how they're doing and where you think they can, you know, fit in on your team for the coming year and years.
Coach, last week, and you left the door open a little bit for injured players, Stamen and Baltus. Can you give us any update on that?
Yeah, that's you know, it's getting to a point now where it's really hard to for them to come back. They've missed so much hockey, and they're not practicing with us, so they have not. The last, I think since we've been back from Notre Dame, they've not practiced. Brent has gone out on the ice just before practice, just to shoot on the goalies a little bit. But, yeah, I would very, very questionable that either one of them will come back this year. The door is still partly open, but we get to a point now where you talk about redshirting, so they can, you know, get, you not waste this year. You get another year, a full year out of them because of the number of games they played. So even though Brent's a senior, there'd be a possibility to, you know, ask for a redshirt for him, a medical redshirt, and then obviously Stamen also. So we're to that point where we got to be real careful and talk about it before we move forward. And like I said, it's hard when you miss so much hockey just to jump back in and go. But if we feel they can add something, and if they really want to do it, then we'll sit down and discuss it.
Does Gavin Gould, his injury seem to be a day-to-day thing, Coach, or maybe a couple of weeks, or do we know?
That's a day-to-day. So, okay. Yeah, he was the player we talked about earlier, couldn't finish the game, so got tweaked a little bit. So reevaluate him whenever he gets home. Oh, man, whenever they get home. We were joking last night. We said, well, why don't we just go straight to Bemidji? Well, let's go to Minneapolis, practice a day or two, head up north, because we're leaving Wednesday night anyway. Right. So what's another, you know, they're going to miss Monday.
I already got all your clothes packed. You know?
Yeah, we had all our clothes packed. Why don't we just go for it? We probably should have, but, you know, school, we are in the education business, and I know some guys had some tests today.
Exams this week,
aren't they? That they missed some exams, and, you know, it's just, it is what it is. I feel for those guys. I mean, they do a great job. I think we had 12, 14 guys over 3 points, 16 guys maybe, and all the travel we've had this year has been incredible, and they, for the most part, find a way to get it done, which is my hat's off to them.
Next question. Many WCHA contests have been going to shootouts, and ice quality has been a significant factor in the shootouts after two overtimes. Will this be revisited at all before next season?
I think so, yeah. I mean, when the points are so critical, you want to try to put your players in a situation where the ice is good. So, I mean, the question there is what happens is you play a 20-minute third period, and then you play another 5 minutes without resurfacing, because usually after every period you resurface after every 20 minutes. So now you're going 20 minutes. You're playing 5 minutes, 5-on-5 overtime. Then you're playing another 5 minutes, 3-on-3 overtime. So you're adding an extra 10 minutes or half a period where you're actually playing and the ice is not being resurfaced. And then you go to the shootout. So, you know, at what point do you resurface the ice? Do you do it before the 3-on-3, you know, which is going to add another 10, 12 minutes to the game? Yeah, I think it'll be reviewed, but we'll see.
Do you think they possibly could go with the NHL ruling where they take the Zamboni out and just do the middle there?
Yeah, that's a possibility, and maybe that's one of the options that we just, instead of doing the whole surface, we'll just go maybe four swipes. But you see some players go really wide. It's crazy.
Right, right.
So, but I think that might be a good option also.
And, you know, other, as you look at the standings now, Coach, you know, it's looking good. Obviously, we have the home ice pretty much locked in.
I think we've clinched. Have we not, Dirk?
I thought we did, but then I was looking at Alaska. They have 27 points.
And 8 games left?
And 8 games left.
So they can get to 50. They can get to 51?
Yeah.
And what are we at?
We are at 48 right now.
Okay, so we haven't.
Yeah,
we got to win a game or combination of wins, loss. Bowling Green, I think we put them behind us, correct? They're 12.
They are 12 points back now.
And a possible 12
actually,
points left.
No, they're 10 points back.
10 points
ten
back.
Point
okay.
back. But they played 2 more games than
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and there's 12 points. They can get a possible 12 points. So we're still, but that's for home ice. So we're just catching us. So we're almost in locked up the top three. So we want to lock up the top one.
Absolutely.
And then if not, then the top two, because then hopefully you get 2 rounds of playoffs at your home site. So that's why, to me, it's you know, we're all in. We're all in. We're making this run from McNaughton. And, you know, if for some reason that doesn't work out or materialize, then we want to make sure you want to be in the top two. I think that if you asked everybody you'd like to be in the top two, that way you're assuring yourself if you're successful in the playoffs, you get to host 2 rounds. So best 2 out of 3.
And just looking at Northern Michigan and Alaska, Coach, they have 2, Anchorage that is, they have 2 games at hand against Huntsville.
And 4 points behind?
And
5?
They are 5 points behind now with 19-24 with Huntsville.
Right, so
that's going to be very interesting coming
And that's, teams are, that's, they're battling for their playoff life, and they just get in. And after that, then you have everybody else jockeying for maybe that last home ice position, because between Bowling Green and 4th place, and how far do you go down to, let's say, you know, you got Lake Superior, you got, how far is Ferris down from Bowling Green? How many points?
Ferris is at 29, tied with Lake State right now.
And how far behind Bowling Green?
They are 9 points back.
9 points. Okay. So it's still possible, but it's because they have 2 games in hand on Bowling Green, I believe.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting, Dirk. It always is. So, the only game I'm interested in, obviously, is Friday night in Bemidji, and we'll be ready to go. Regardless of all our issues we're having this week, we'll be ready to go. I can guarantee you that.
Safe travels, Coach. We can't
wait, sir,
for the weekend. 7:30 pregames here on Mix 93. Don't forget, get your tickets for Winter Carnival. That's right. It's less than 2 weeks away. They're hosting Ferris State. It's going to be a great series. Tickets available. Go to buyhuskiestickets.com or call 487-2073. And they will get you set up for the Big Winter Carnival Series. Again, that is a Friday night and a Saturday late afternoon contest against Fair State in a couple of weeks. That's it for the Mel Pearson Show.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock.
I'm Noggin Merman, Copper Harbor.
This is Mix 93, WKMJ.